714 TICKETS or visit their Anaheim office or buy online at 714tickets.com. Download the 714 Tickets app and earn 5% back on every online purchase. 714 Tickets, 714 Tickets, 714 Tickets. Buy, sell, enjoy.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in co-host John Lindo in just a minute. We are dark at Santa Anita this weekend. Regular scheduled break whereby Santa Anita kind of splits their two meets into separate meets. So Santa Anita is dark now until April 17th, and then racing will continue on through June 14th. But we've got plenty of coverage from around the country today. At Keeneland today, it's the Grade 1 Ginny Wiley that goes as race 9 on their 11-race card. Also, the Lexington for three-year-olds is the 10th race, and that's the last Derby prep points race, although I don't think any horse, even with a win today, would have enough points to get into the Kentucky Derby. At Oaklawn, the $1.25 million Grade 1 Apple Blossom goes as the 10th. The $500,000 Count Fleet goes as race 8. They've got a 12-race program today. We'll also have coverage today from Gulfstream and Aqueduct. So, John Lindo, even though dark at Santa Anita this weekend, it's still a great weekend for horse racing.
Well, we've got Grade 1 action today, and you're right. The Keeneland meet has gotten off and running, and you know, on a Friday yesterday, they ran the Maker's Mark Mile, which, and they had two horses coming back off of Breeders' Cup wins in Cy Fair and in Notable Speech. So the quality of racing out there for that short meet is unbelievable. That'll be a lot of fun to watch today. And then we'll get back to Southern California racing next Friday.
And then, John, also, it's perfect weather from around the country. Every track you look at today, fast and firm, so that makes it fun as well. And I know a Keeneland card we're going to be playing and diving in. But first of all, let's kind of get a recap from last weekend's Kentucky Derby prep races, the Santa Anita Derby, the Bluegrass, and the Wood Memorial. So let's just take them in that order, John. The Santa Anita Derby here last Saturday pretty much turned into a match race between So Happy and Potente. What were your thoughts?
Well, you know, I was not sure that So Happy was going to be a route horse. He had disappointed in the San Felipe, but he got a lot different trip in the Santa Anita Derby. Really a perfect trip by Mike Smith, kind of sitting outside the speed, stalking in the clear. He got the jump at the top of the lane, ended up winning by 2 3/4 lengths over Potente, who had won the San Felipe. So he kind of validated his form. The number came back pretty good. The buyer speed figure was 100. So now we know that So Happy will get a mile and an eighth under optimum conditions. But, you know, is he going to get that same kind of perfect trip in the Kentucky Derby? I don't know if he can or not. But the story was actually trainer Mark Glatt, who had lost his wife earlier in this year, to win this race and to see his connections and celebrate in the winner's circle. That was really, really cool.
Yeah, that was, John. And I was with you. I did not like So Happy a little bit going into that race. In fact, I took a complete stand against him with the same logic. I know he kind of dueled in the prep race, but I really thought he would be distance limited. And that wasn't the case. He was striding out pretty good. They ran 149, although the final eighth was only in about 13 seconds. I actually thought the runner-up Potente ran well. He did the dirty work out on the front end, down inside speed. I think he kind of wants that settling trip behind horses, and that's what I would look for him to get in the Derby. And you know, I'm with Bob Baffert training, I'm not going to say this horse doesn't have some sort of shot in the Derby at probably double digit odds.
And that looks like it will probably be Bob Baffert's only starter in the Kentucky Derby. So he's down to one bullet in the chamber there, but he's a young horse and that's lightly raced, and he's getting better.
Let's talk about the Bluegrass at Keeneland, and Further Ado again showed his love of that Keeneland main track, winning off by a big margin as he did previously in his career. So we know he loves Keeneland. Will he love Churchill Downs as much?
Well, that's going to be the question, Bob. Further Ado came off a troubled trip at Tampa Bay Derby, set him up for the race at Keeneland, the Bluegrass Stakes, and he took advantage of a nice outside stalking trip, and he moved to the leaders without being asked in the turn, and basically this race was over from the 3/8 pole. He dropped the win by 11 lengths over Otino, who is, you know, I don't think he's going to set the world on fire with anything. That's a Chad Brown horse. Further Ado ran the mile and an eighth in 149.58 seconds, got a good buyer speed figure of 106. He's won his two races at Keeneland by a combined 31 lengths. So the question is going to be, and we'll ask some of our handicappers, can he reproduce that form at Churchill Downs? Now, he does have a win at Churchill, but the numbers dropped when he went from Keeneland to Churchill Downs last year. So we just have to see, you know, is he just getting better right now, or are the numbers inflated because he ran on a course he absolutely loves?
And his trainer, Brad Cox, sitting in a pretty good spot right now. We've got Commandment, Further Ado, and Full Effort. So of the points horses on the leaderboard there, he's got three of the top five, John. He's going to come in there pretty loaded.
He is absolutely loaded, and they've been running well throughout the whole Triple Crown prep season. So, you know, we can go over some of the jockey commitments to some of those horses. But, yeah, it looks like Brad Cox is loaded at least with three live shots in the Kentucky Derby.
And then, John, the final prep to talk about, the Wood Memorial that was at Aqueduct. And it seems like this race becomes less relevant every year. Albus was the winner, led a long shot Brigade there. They ran 151-3, got a very low number. And just I just can't see anything coming out of this race, John, and making an impact in Kentucky.
Yeah, I agree, Bob. But the race kind of fell apart turning for home. Albus was laying in the back third of the field, went from eighth to first turning for home, won by a length and a quarter. But the last three-eighths of a mile in this mile in the eighth race was in 39 3/5 seconds, so they did not come home fast. And he kind of won it by default more than anything else. The buyer speed figure came back in the mid-80s. That's not going to get it done in the Kentucky Derby. And we've seen the last few years the Wood Memorial has not produced major contenders in the Kentucky Derby, and I think that trend's going to continue.
Well, John, Santa Anita wrapped up the first part of their season, so let's do some kind of highlights and lowlights as we generally do when a meet ends. And I think we would both agree one of the big highlights was jockey Amiciel Jaramillo winning the title in his first full time around here, first season in Southern California. He was a surprise to some of us, not to Toby and John Hardoon, but I thought this guy was terrific.
Jaramillo fit California like a glove. He's a guy that puts horses in the race. He's aggressive, which you have to do in California. And he hit the right the combination. He picked up Tom Canoes as his agent, and Tom has got very close ties with Doug O'Neill. And the Doug O'Neill stable came out firing all during the entire winter meet. That jockey-trainer combination was lethal, and it carried Amiciel Jaramillo all the way to the top of the jockey standings. It's one thing to get established on a circuit when you switch circuits, but to come over and become leading rider right off the bat, that's really saying something. So congratulations to Amiciel Jaramillo, who just did a tremendous job, and he is absolutely established now in Southern California.
Another highlight, John, Santa Anita Derby Day on-track attendance, 37,000. I was out there that day. I think that's a legit figure. I mean, you looked around, and the place was very crowded all the way down, you know, to about the eighth pole in the grandstand and the lower part of the grandstand. It was a good festive crowd, and it's great to see that kind of day and get an on-track attendance like that.
Yeah, Santa Anita does a lot of ancillary things, events in the infield, whether there be like a bourbon tasting or food, and all those things work. They bring people out, and again, you need that buzz in the crowd to get that feel for a special day, and hats off to Santa Anita. 37,000 in this day and age is a huge crowd out at Santa Anita, and yeah, it had a good feel to it, Bob.
Well, let's now, excuse me, the other end, kind of the low lights of the meet. Unfortunately, weather plagued the start of the meet. We missed opening day because of a cancellation, and it kind of had an effect on handle all the way through the meet, John.
It really did. We missed opening day, which is always the day after Christmas, and this year, December 26th was a Friday, and we also missed the first Saturday, the 27th, days when people are on vacation, have holiday breaks. So those were two big days where we missed handle. We ran 46 days this year as opposed to 49 last year. Total amount bet on races run at Santa Anita this year was $334.8 million as opposed to $398.2 million during the 49-day meet last year. Average per day on races bet on run at Santa Anita was $7.27 million. As opposed to $8.12 million. So significant drops, but a lot of that was what happened at the beginning of the meet, where we lost 7 days of racing. We were able to run three makeup days. But between the not only missing days, but missing days when people were on a break and a holiday when people could come out and play, that made a big difference in the total numbers for the winter meet at Santa Anita.
another factor, and it's plagued not only Southern California, but really all over the country. Field size didn't do well at this meet. And, you know, you look at some of these cards, John, where there's 5 and 6 horse fields scattered throughout 7 horses. And it, I don't know, they just seem to become unplayable days when the field size is that short.
Right. Average field size at Santa Anita during the winter meet was 7.27 runners. The number last year was 7.55. And it's not a California problem. All you have to look at is the entries today at Aqueduct. Only 8 races today at Aqueduct. Field sizes are very small there. And even Oaklawn, which fills races all the time, they've had some smaller fields in general. We're not talking, you know, 3 and 4 horse fields, but usually there's 12 in every race. And they've been a little bit lighter enough to where they're actually going to go back to 3-day weeks next year. They found it troubling to try and fill 4-day weeks with full fields at Oaklawn. So it's a national problem, and obviously Santa Anita is not an exception.
And one other thing out here, John, and you and I both have commented on it privately, publicly. There's a lot of holes in the morning line at Santa Anita. I don't know the exact process of how it works or who's doing it. We used to know, you know, it was somebody local, either a Jeff Tufts or a John White or a Jeff Siegel. But the morning line has a lot of holes in it.
Yeah, we've been spoiled. Like you mentioned, guys like Jeff Tufts and John White and Jeff Siegel, they were locally based. They know the horse population out here, and I thought their morning lines were extremely accurate. These morning lines at Santa Anita, there have been a lot of holes, and because of that, when horses are laid at the wrong lines, horses get bet exponentially, and the numbers start flipping all over the place. It's a job that needs to be taken seriously, not only in California, but around the nation. And it should be done by somebody who has a good feel of that circuit and concentrates on that circuit. And right now, we're not seeing it.
John, there was a conference of racing commissioners last week, and Scott Chaney, who is the CHRB executive director, was quoted, and we thought these were kind of interesting quotes relating to the CAW issue.
Right, the Racing Commissioners International Conference was held in Indianapolis on Wednesday. One of the panels was called Consumer Confidence in a World of Computer-Assisted Wagering. And this is where the people in, you know, in charge of this business have a chance to weigh in on the impact of CAWs and all that computer-assisted wagering and delayed odds changes and how they affect it. And Scott Chaney, who's the executive director of the California Horse Racing Board, he said, and I'll quote, "In my view, CAW is not a problem to be solved or something that needs to be severely restricted or limited. Instead, it's a reality in racing where you deal with it and try to figure out what's best for the business." Well, you know, horse players are product consumers. We're spending our money based on what we're considering as a return on our investment. And when the number keeps changing, you know, you talk about consumer confidence. If I'm expecting 4-1 and I get 2-1, if I'm getting half the value for my money, eventually I'm going to stop playing. And you see the handle numbers around the country month to month are going down right now. I just think they're losing the retail customers. Yes, we need the computer-assisted wagering groups because they spend so much money, put money in the pools, but you got to try and even these playing fields because consumer confidence. I make less win bets right now at the places where they don't lock out these computer-assisted wagering groups before the end of the betting cycle because I don't know what I'm going to get.
I agree, John, and I think core horse players would definitely disagree with the quote that CAWs are not a problem to be solved. So anyway, we'll move on from that. Hey, some good news for people that enjoy Todd Schrupp's work, and I do. He parted company with FanDuel TV in February, but good to see he's back doing the NYRA telecasts on Fox on a freelance basis. So happy to see that. I think Todd is exceptional at his job, and good to see that he's working again.
Absolutely. He started this past Thursday. He's on today. He's been working with Andy Serling on the set. And, yeah, you know, Todd's been a voice of the industry for a long time. I'm glad he's back. And it's an interesting dynamic between those two. Very strong personalities, and we'll see how this works.
John, we've got the Derby just 3 weeks away, and I know you've got your seminar up at the South Point. I have mine at the Rampart, so let's get the number out at the South Point. They're going to have their Kentucky Derby viewing party, and then you did work today on the Keeneland card for the Lindo Report. Want to get a radio play from you as well.
Well, the number to call the South Point is 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse players rate. We will have the exhibit hall open. That's a huge room out there for the viewing party on the Saturday Kentucky Derby card. We'll have a Kentucky Derby seminar at 6:30, I think, on Friday evening. Because the Kentucky Oaks runs at night this year, Santa Anita will have a 3:15 late post, first post, on that Friday. So a lot going on that Friday night. Come on out, enjoy that, play the races with us. And Bob, we'll get your number too for the Rampart and what's going on out there. But Thoroughbred LA will have the Las Vegas Valley covered, I think, with seminars out there for the Derby. As far as a radio play, I'm going to go out to Keeneland. I'm going to go to the Lexington Stakes. That's race number 10. And a local horse, number 3, Decisive Win for trainer Doug O'Neill. He's a maiden in a grade 3 stakes today, but he exits just a monster maiden race where he got buried down on the inside on a day where the outside was best at Santa Anita, March 7th, was head and head for the lead, dropped back a little bit, got off the rail, moved forward, ended up back down on the rail and got run down. But he stretches out. The winner of that race was Crude Velocity, who came back to beat winners, and he's going to be one of the favorites in the Pat Day Mall on the Derby undercard. It was a really strong race. Decisive Win is better than he looks on numbers, and at 15-1 on the morning line, he's got a puncher's chance today in the Lexington. So 10th race at Keeneland, number 3, Decisive Win for me. And Bob, let's go ahead and get a play from you. I know you did the work today at Keeneland as well.
I did, John, and we should mention vet scratches have been kind of plaguing that meet as well, John. 19 of them today, is that correct?
19 vet scratches. I don't know if they're all vet scratches, but there are 19 scratches off the card today at Keeneland.
Well, I'm going to go to the final, race 11 at Keeneland. No sheet for me until we get started again at Santa Anita next weekend, but I'll be diving in on this card on a personal basis and go to the finale where I really like a horse, and that's number 6, West End Kid. If you watch the trip, it was his debut effort going long on the turf at Gulfstream. Kind of lagged early, steadied down the backside, steadied again into the stretch while racing wide, then finished out well, was gaining on the leaders, and had a nice gallop out. I think today's the day. I don't know if we're going to get 9-2. I have a feeling this horse will take some action, but I do like as a single to close out the day at Keeneland, race 11. It's the 6 horse, West End Kid. Let's go ahead and take our first time out. And John, by the way, my seminar at the Rampart, we're going to get more details out next week. It's going to be the Friday, the same night, between 6 and 6:30. They're running the Oaks at night there, so we'll get the phone number, the website, and everything out for the Rampart next week. Let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com, Scott Shapiro. That's the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have a carryover in the Pick 6 on Saturday night. The carryover is nearly $15,000. And with the new money expected to be wagered, the total pool on Saturday should be around $90,000. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4. The early pick 4 pools are often over $175,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo continues on Sunday night. Every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. big carryover on Saturday night. The carryover is close to $15,000 in the Pick 6 at Los Alamitos.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Motors Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. John, let's talk about our cowbred of the week, and this is a horse who went out of town to win.
Yeah, we're talking about Vodka Vodka, who won the $250,000 Sunland Park Stakes at Sunland Park last Sunday. Vodka Vodka is by Stay Thirsty out of the hard-spun mare Margie's Minute. Was bred by Jerry and Connie Baker, is owned by the partnership of Baker, Baker, McLean Racing, Gorman, Ordonez, and Parsons and Williams, trained by Aggie Ordonez, and Vodka Vodka, now 5 wins from 13 lifetime starts, earnings of over $569,000, and Bob, a couple of cowbreds going for Grade 1 glory today, Almond Joy from the Ordonez barn and Majestic Oops, they're both in today's Grade 1 Apple Blossom at Oaklawn Park.
Well, we wish them the best of luck. And, John, Bob Mazursky, not part of the show today. He has the day off. He gave us a radio winner last week, and it was the 10-year-old Vantastic who got the job done at 1220. John, we've talked about this before. There's a rule in California. 11-year-olds not allowed to compete on this circuit. But, boy, when you look at Vantastic winning in March of his 10-year-old year, sure looked like a horse who wants to continue running to me.
Well, you mentioned that. How about at Oaklawn Park yesterday? Payne, 11-year-old, got his 14th lifetime win. He's got 14 wins and 14 seconds out of 57 starts. A $20,000 claimer down. He came rolling from the back of the pack and got the money. You can see he's a happy horse. He wants to run. 11-year-old who, if you brought him to California, would not be able to leave his stall and race. It's kind of sad. Maybe we ought to just judge these horses for what they want to do.
Absolutely. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
really well. Looking forward to the day's races. First things first, we had a milestone win here in Southern California. Tyler Bays got win number 3,000 here last week. Tyler was the top apprentice way back in 2000. His best year money-wise was 2004, where he went over $10 million. Bruce, he's had some lean years, some injuries and other issues, but he still continues to get a lot of mounts, and good for Tyler, over 3,000 or at 3,000 now.
He's a heck of an apprentice. He's one of the better apprentices I've ever seen. And it's good to see him making a comeback and hanging around, like you said. Strengths are, you know, dirt racing. I've always thought he was an outstanding main track rider. Not maybe quite as proficient on the grass, but he's really gotten to be, you know, wise about race shape and better as he's gotten older. And hopefully he can continue on. He seems like guys in there. How old is he now? Is he in his early 40s, mid-40s?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. So that was 26 years ago, and he was just a kid, yeah. So he's somewhere early to mid-40s, I think.
He's 43, he's still, yeah. He's 43 years old.
43, yeah.
Compared to a few riders, still a youngster. So he's still got some years ahead of him, and good to hear that he's, you know, he's gotten everything straightened away, and, you know, he's hung in there.
Bruce, we wanted you to look at the Grade 1 Ginny Wiley today at Keeneland. I know that's a meet you love, and you follow very carefully. A couple big scratches in here, though. Lush Lips, the 7, and the 8 horse Destino de Oro out. Looking at a tweet from Marcus Hirsch on X, Lush Lips had some blood that was off yesterday. Destino de Oro had a temperature. So two major contenders come out of there, leaves us with a field of 8. How'd you see it?
Still a good race, for sure. When you lose Lush Lips, that's very disappointing. She's all class. This is a really tight two-horse battle for me. I'm going to give the slender edge to the rail horse, Expensive Queen. She was very impressive winning here on debut about a year ago, winning a low-level allowance race. But, boy, did she show a huge turn of foot. She's come off almost an eight-month layoff, won two in a row. She won the Albert Stahl, a non-graded stake, beating Maduro, who we know well in Fairgrounds from Southern California. In that Fairgrounds race, though, how about the last 16th of a mile in 5 4/5 seconds? That's pretty hard to do in a route race. And she comes from the middle of the pack. Here's the question mark with her today. Well, I guess it's twofold. She's off of Lasix today. That's questionable. She's lost her only race in the U.S. without Lasix. Is there enough pace to set it up for her? That's the question. I think she's good enough to overcome this. I'm going to give the slender edge over the 9-horse Aussie Girl. She won two of her last three starts. She's also a winner over this track. And I think with the defection of Lush Lips, she could get a very soft trip on the front end today. She's going to be the better price of the two horses and trained by an excellent young trainer in Bill Walden. So we're going to go too deep. Tough to separate these two for me. I'm going to give the edge to the 1 Expensive Queen with the 9 Aussie Girl.
John Lindo.
Well, Bruce, I know you do the work at Keeneland. I know you look at Oaklawn Park, too. So let's get a radio play from one of those tracks from you.
Yeah, let's go to Oaklawn Park. There's a really neat race. The 6th race, the conditions are, you have to read these conditions. They're very interesting. Basically, you know, all kinds of restrictions. But it's a good starter allowance race. And first off, there is speed in here. I think there's a decent amount of early licking here to set it up for someone who can finish. And the interesting long shot is the 2-horse, Le Eclair. She's won 2 of 5 lifetime, but when you narrow it down on a fast track, she's 2 for 2. She won at Fairgrounds, beating a starter allowance field with a 4-wide trip, very game that day, and then she threw an absolute clunker at Turfway Park in a straight allowance race. I'm willing to forgive that race. She's back on a fast main track. She can sit a trip and finish. She's going to be a big price because of that ugly last race. I think she's got bounce-back potential. Paco Lopez hops aboard. Race 6 at a price, the 2, Le Eclair at 12-1 on the morning line.
That works, Bruce. Tell us what you have available today at betonbruce.com.
Let's call this the 7-ball day. At Oaklawn Park, the last 7 races on the card, very competitive races over there, some good betting, and also Keeneland, the last 7 races of the day. It's just all-star racing there on a daily basis at Keeneland. So check it out, the 2 menu items, Oaklawn and Keeneland.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a good one.
care, guys.
Okay, let's bring in Scott Shapiro, who's been doing a lot of work on Express Bet all over. Really, his work is on Twitter or X. Good morning, Shopper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are we doing?
Doing really well. So the first question is, and we talked about the Bluegrass last week, is Further Ado just a Keeneland horse, or can he transfer that form to Churchill Downs?
That's the big question, I guess, right? Because you see his upside has been pretty pretty special, and his tactical speed might play well here, allowing him to get the jump on the other major players, at least at this point. We'll see how it shakes out, but you have to wonder, you know, he was a little bit underwhelming despite the win in the Churchill race at Kentucky Jockey Club. Hard to knock it. Most horses would regress off that as well. And then at Tampa, he kind of lacked that finish in that race, but kind of comes back a little better now that the Puma looks better at the, now than we thought he did at the time. So there's a lot of intrigue with Further Ado. You look, for me, I look at that, you know, some sheets and stuff like that, and I mean, he could be sitting on his best race still. It's just a matter of Keeneland. So the problem is his price is probably going to be one of the lower ones. So I won't probably side with him, but I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Well, we wanted you to preview the big race today at Oaklawn. That's the Grade 1 Apple Blossom, goes as their 10th race. It's a field of nine. And last time out, Shapper, Nitrogen was defeated as the very heavy favorite over a sloppy track. Two of those foes are in here, Majestic Oops and Regaled. Does Nitrogen snap back, or can she be defeated again today as the favorite?
Yeah, I think she's vulnerable in here. She's she hasn't been as fast in her two starts since returning as she was in her dirt start as a three-year-old when she moved from turf to dirt for Markaki. That's a concern. Obviously, losing at 1-5 was a concern, although it was over and off track, but we saw her dominate over and off track at Saratoga. So down on the rail with plenty of speed to her outside, she's going to really have to be the best, in my opinion. And I've got questions. I think the race is going to set up for a horse from off the pace. And interesting, I mean, maybe Aggie Ardonez, who seems to be hot based on the segment you had before I came on, maybe Almond Joy can get a slice in here, but it looks like the best finisher is Regaled, who comes in second off the bench, was in that Azari over the off track, and got a decent setup that day, was not able to get by Majestic Oops, but I think with a better setup and with the race under her belt, she's the likeliest winner to me. We'll see if the price sticks with 9-5 Nitrogen, 3-1 Regaled. If the price drifts on that, I think it would be even a more favorable play.
John Lindo, you want to get a pick from Shapper?
Yeah, Shapper, we're late on the breaks. Let's get a radio play. I know you did some work at the Express Bet on Keeneland. You want to go there? You want to go to Oaklawn? Where do you want to go for a play?
Yeah, I'm going to go to race 8, Keeneland, a horse I've been waiting to come back for a bit now, number 12, El Gadir, a daughter of Gunrunner. This is a filly that debuted at Churchill, 11-horse field, went off at less than 4-1 for a barn that rarely takes money in these spots. Comes back fresh, but also with plenty of works under her belt. Tyler Gaffalione, a rider upgrade. So we'll go with number 12, El Gadir, in race 8 at Keeneland at 8-1.
Great job, Shapper. Thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck today.
Okay, that was Scott Shapiro. Late on the break, when we come back, John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets and Toby Callett down in South Florida. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
It's you and me forever.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, everyone here at Santa Anita would like to thank you for a fantastic classic meet. Thanks to you, we had one of our biggest Santa Anita Derby days ever. And what a race it was. The winner so happy for an emotional Mark Glatt, and our hometown Hall of Famer, Mike Smith, made everyone, well, so happy. We will take a small hiatus from live racing and reopen for our Hollywood meet on Friday, April 17th. In the meantime, we will be open for simulcast wagering Thursdays through Sundays with free admission and parking. And speaking of wagering, you can't make it out to Kentucky for the big Kentucky Derby. There is no better place to watch and wager on the big race than right here at Santa Anita Park. It is part of our Hollywood meet that will run from April 17th until Sunday, June 14th. You can get all the details at SantaAnita.com.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo. We're going to jump right in and bring in John Hardoon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. I wanted to get a rag number from you. What did Further Ado do in the Bluegrass and So Happy in the Santa Anita Derby?
Well, Further Ado's in big trouble because he ran a 5, so he has bounce written all over him. The horse in the Santa Anita Derby ran a 9, so he's a little bit slower than some other horses, but he's on the improve, so you never know. Listen, post position's going to have a lot to do with it. I'm sure there'll be a couple of more defections before that race comes up. All we could do is sit back and see what happens.
Hey, John, we talk a lot about the CAWs and places that restrict and don't restrict win betting in the last couple minutes. Keeneland does not. We saw the effects last Saturday in the 5th race when U Devil U was 13-1 after the finish, but ended up paying 8-1. So explain that one, John Hardoon.
Explain it? How can I explain it? CAW is as prevalent at Keeneland as any other track in the country. It's been awful. I mean, you got 3 or 4 races a day where these horses are getting pounded, and it's just horrible. It's chasing people away. It's certainly preventing regular players from even thinking about making win bets. So what's the point? You can't bet a horse at 8-1 and get $8. That doesn't work. And as far as those comments by Scott Chaney, I find them insulting. I find them embarrassing. How dare him tell me not to pay attention to what I'm reading on X? It's all being overblown. It's not being overblown. They're showing it to you in black and white, what's happening. It's a major problem. To say it's not a problem, well, I don't understand how you're even involved in the game if you don't think it's a problem. And obviously it shows you that that guy never makes a bet. Not that that matters. It's his business. He could bet, not bet. I don't care. But don't make insulting comments to players. It's wrong.
All right. John Hardoon, your opinions are always appreciated here, and so are your picks. John Lindo, you get his first one. I'll come back and get the second one today.
Well, we usually get something from Southern California, but we don't have Santa Anita today. So I know, John, you did the work at Aqueduct. I don't like the card there. Keeneland and Oaklawn Park. So where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Yeah, well, selections today are limited, especially in New York. This may be the worst Saturday card in the history of Aqueduct. However, I did find a horse in the eighth and final, and I like the number eight horse in here. It will be fun. Four-year-old filly from the Ilke Kanemasi barn, Gerardo Kaya rides. This horse had trouble last time out, draws an outside box. Big favorite in the race will be number three, Chocolate Chocolate, who just does not want to win. A beaten favorite, one win, 6 seconds. So I'm going to go with number eight. It'll be fun. Eighth and final, 9-2 on the morning line out at Aqueduct.
And how about your second radio play today, John?
Okay, so let's go to Oaklawn and look at their co-feature, the eighth race. This is the Count Fleet Sprint Stakes. And this is really a good betting race here. Scratch the one, Maximum Bourbon, leaving a field of seven. You got horses in this race that absolutely love this track. Number five, Roll On Big Joe, three in a row. Tejano Twist, the seven horse, 17 starts, has missed the board one. 6 wins, 7 seconds, 3/3. But I'm going to go with the number eight horse in here, Dreamin' Blue. A four-year-old gelding from the Randy Moore barn. This horse is getting better with each start. He's won two in a row. He also likes Oakland, 3 for 7, draws a good outside box. I like the 8-1 on the morning line. I like number eight, Dreamin' Blue, to upset and win this year's Count Fleet Stakes, the eighth at Oakland Park.
And tell us what you have available today through the sheets, John.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Oakland, and what else is there? Keeneland selections.
JonHardoon.com. Go there. Get his selections. Thank you, John.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Hardoon. Let's bring in Toby Callett from South Florida. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Well, I know you're a golf fan, and I know you're a traditionalist, so I'm going to guess you are loving Masters Weekend this year, taking it all in.
Well, I you know what's funny is I enjoy the majors, obviously, and I do like the Masters, but you know how so many people, it becomes like a religious experience for them, or you know, something, you know, like my buddy from Miami, he goes up, he'll fly up for the day for a practice round. He'll empty his pockets in the gift shop, buying gifts. He was kind enough. He bought me another bucket hat this year, a different color, things like that. I don't get quite that crazy about it, but I do enjoy, you know, the beauty and the splendor of the golf course. And I love the fact that, you know, you don't have the crazy, ridiculous fans. You know, if you misbehave there, you know, they call you right out. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. So, yeah, and, you know, the fact that, you know, Rory McIlroy got the monkey off of his back last year, and, you know, the way he's dissecting the golf course this year, or even driving the ball poorly so far, it's interesting to watch. So, yeah, all in all, it's good, but I wouldn't have it rated too far above the PGA or the U.S. Open or the Open Championship.
Toby, we thought some of the top derby preps this year were in Florida. John and I have talked about this, and I wanted to get just quickly your thoughts. Would you agree with that? The Florida Derby, Fountain of Youth, Tampa Bay Derby, Sam F. Davis at Tampa Bay. I think there's strength coming out of Florida this year.
I tend to agree with you. The only tempering my enthusiasm a bit is that if you remember the Sam Davis, I liked the Puma in that race. Javier Castellano had ridden him, but he stayed back at Gulfstream that day to ride four winners, and Gonzalez got the mount. Castellano went up. He won the Tampa Bay Derby, a little bit of bumper cars and the like, and then came back thinking, okay, he doesn't need the points or anything like that. I remember you guys were talking about the horses that needed, you know, to get the points, Chief Wallaby and the Pletcher horse. And here's the Puma running so well. I didn't. I thought he was, you know, a nice colt. I didn't know that he was a top colt, and I'm still not sure of that. But then again, the fact is those horses are probably better than what we've seen elsewhere. So maybe we're just not going to see another, superstar crop this year. Maybe they're just a bunch of really nice horses. I always temper my enthusiasm, like in the days when I used to go to Keeneland for all the spring meets. As soon as the bluegrass was over, I'd go over to Louisville and start looking at the Derby horses, those that would come from Louisville and train over the track. It was one of the ways of finding War Emblem after Baffert and Company bought him out of Chicago. I'm going to wait and see, you know, who shows up there, who looks good going in, who's maybe added some weight and some pounds. That's what happened with Barbaro. He went from a boy to a man, and then, you know, destroyed that field. So we're going to hope that we're going to find a nugget like that. But at least to this point, I'm with you. I haven't seen anything better outside of the Sunshine State.
John Lindo, we need a quick pick from Toby, and we have let him off the hook. No coast to coast. So, John Lindo, get a quick one from Toby.
Well, Toby, they're off the grass except for the feature. So 8 of the 10 races today are at Gulfstream Park. That might limit your options, but let's get a play. If you want to go elsewhere besides Gulfstream, have at it.
Well, Bob Ike went to my play of the day, which I think it is the play of the day, at Keeneland. But in the third race at Gulfstream, I like the 4 Final Payment. You might be familiar with the rider. His name's Diego Herrera. The 6 Simo, the 5 Relter, and the 2 Ripton's Music rounded out 4, 6, 5, 2. How do you do? Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Toby. Talk next week. Final break, and then we'll end up with Michael Rona, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. That's our final segment. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels Radio app.
Summer Breeze. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have a carryover in the Pick 6 on Saturday night. The carryover is nearly $15,000. And with the new money expected to be wagered, the total pool on Saturday should be around $90,000. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4. The early pick 4 pools are often over $175,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo continues on Sunday night. Every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Big carryover on Saturday night. The carryover is close to $15,000 in the Pick 6 at Los Alamitos.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Just want to give a shout out to a good friend, Bill Strauss from the Pamplemousse, and John Lindo. We watched his Zulu Kingdom win yesterday, the Grade 1 Maker's Mark. Bill gave a great post-race interview, very enthusiastic, and he loves the game. So congrats to the Strauss brothers. Jeff was there as well, and Chad Brown, who picked up win number 3,000 with that win yesterday. And let's bring in our own winner, Michael Rona. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
Starting with some sad news, unfortunately, the passing of Hall of Fame jockey Danny Cardoza, who was 77 years old, passed on Monday. He was the second leading all-time rider out at Los Al, 9 riding titles, 2 champion of champions, a trainer as well. Just a real Hall of Fame type here in Danny Cardoza.
Yes, his record at Los Alamitos of 2,528 wins has been bettered only by Eddie Garcia. It was a record at the time that Danny set it. He won more than 3,000 races in his career, more than 2,500 at Los Al. And those 9 titles, those riding titles you just mentioned, came between 1975 and 1988. He obviously rode a cavalcade of top-class horses. Danny always considered Dash's Dream to be his favorite. He swept the Los Alamitos Derby and the All-American Derby in 1984 on Dash's Dream and won the Champion of Champions on that brilliant Mike Robbins-trained horse. And, he went on to a successful training career. He was multifaceted, multi-talented, and greatly respected. And it's a sad loss that Danny passed away at 77 earlier this week.
Michael, tonight you've got the Virginia Highland Stakes. You've got a carryover in the pick six of nearly 15,000, so lots to look forward to into tonight's card.
Yeah, the Virginia Highland is the last of 8 races, 350 yards for fillies and mares, and it's a very contentious race. Just look at Ed Burgard's Morning Line, which has 5 horses spread across 3-1 through 5-1. On the morning line. The favorite fractionally is number 4, Terrafina, who brings graded stakes form to the party, a close third in the Grade 3 Denim and Diamonds in February. A repeat of that would see her go very close. She is drawn directly inside number 5, One Sweet Duck, who finished second in this race last year and is very fast early. There's a lot of pace drawn around Terrafina, so that's the potential stumbling block for her. But if she maintained the clear early path, should be very tough. But lots of ways you could go. It's a field of 9. There are 2 other fields of 10 in the pick 6 sequence, which begins with race 3. That $14,000 carryover is attractive, and it's not a simple series of races by any stretch of the imagination.
John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, we're going to get let's get the post time for tonight and the race selection from you. But just a real quick note, I think it was pretty cool to see that Danny Cardoza. I was out there that day when Gold Coast Express won the Champion of Champions for trainer Bob Baffert. So that's how far back Danny Cardoza goes. But all that considered, he was just a terrific jockey. And let's get our radio play tonight and the first post time.
Yeah, that was another one, another great horse that he had an association with for sure, John. Tonight we kick off at 6:10. Obviously, Los Alamitos, the only California racetrack operating this weekend. 6:10 for the first race tonight. And the seventh, the penultimate on the program, is one of those 10-horse fields that I alluded to. It's an open 300-yard allowance for fillies and mares who've not won three races. Look, I'm just going to give you a long shot that's worth including in your pick six sequence at 15-1 on Ed's morning line. Horse number one, the one on fire, I think is overlooked off a couple of poor efforts as favourite when compromised at the start. But trainer Felix Gonzalez is employing a flipping halter for the first time. This mare has done very well from the inside post in the past. I think that overall, her company lines, her form lines, stand up to give her a chance here if she gets away all right. I think she's got a chance. I think she probably should be about half of the morning line odds.
Thank you, Michael. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. Thank you also, Elliot and Christian. Great job inside. Mike Willman, he's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris in the SoCal Restaurant Show. Have a great day of racing. And don't forget, next Saturday, journalism comes back against sovereignty in the Oaklawn Handicap. We'll talk about that next week. Cash some tickets today. Have a great weekend.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Head to the Big A on Friday, May the 1st, to take home one of the most stylish giveaways of the season. The first 25,000 fans in attendance will receive an Angels bomber jacket, courtesy of Memorial Care. Visit angels.com/promotions for more.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high.